Hey, all. Got a technical question for you. So if you know anybody that knows a lot about hard drives or SSD migrations and feel like passing this along, I'd be much grateful. All right. So basically, I'm going from a 256 gig spinning drive to a 512 gig SSD. So there's two things to keep in mind. A, the SSD that I'm going to, the target drive, it's bigger. I'll point out why that's important in a second. And then B, and this is potentially noteworthy, although I don't know that it is, that's part of my question, is that from my understanding, the page size on SSDs are 4K. We won't talk about larger SSDs right now. And that should basically map to what is often referred to, I believe, as a sector size on a hard drive, which is 512 bytes, I believe, on the 256 gig spinning storage that I have. And the reason for that is that it's not a new 4K drive. So why do I bring this up? I bring this up because I want to migrate the old computer, or the current computer, I should say, to the SSD right now. And then when I get the new laptop, I'll obviously do a fresh install and everything will be fine. But for the migration, I can't just DD the 256 over to the 512. And the reason, or at least I'm thinking that I cannot do that. So I have two reasons for thinking that, and they could be completely bogus. The first is that my partition table will be wrong, right? In other words, my free space calculation won't work out, or at least that's my understanding, because the geometry parameters will be wrong. Number two is, will the thing even boot? Because the boot sector being the first 512 bytes, is that the first 512 bytes, or is it the first sector? If it is the first sector, then won't it try to read the first 4K on the SSD? And is there such a thing as a 4K boot sector, etc.? So you can see I have a couple of unknowns here that I'm trying to wrestle with. I'll obviously just try it. The first thing I'll do is I'll just try to DD over the first 512 bytes and then remount the drive. And the reason I'm going to do that is to see if it actually then, if like SDB turns into SD B1, B2, if the partitions actually get you know, recognized. If that's the case, then I can just DD SDA1 to SDB1, SDA2 to SDB2, and I hopefully then should be golden, minus the first concern about the partition sizes not being correct with respect to the free space calculation. So that's a thing. So that's part of my question. This is actually running Windows 7, but I'll be doing all of the I'll be doing all this in Linux because I want raw access to it, and I like those tools. Whatever I might end up using, gpartedit or partedit, fdisk, dd, so on and so forth. So that's part of the question. The second part of the question is, because this isn't complicated enough, there's some crappy, not useful partitions on this drive. It's like a recovery partition, a couple of other things I want to just blow away. Is there an easy way to go ahead and do that since I'm messing with all of this anyway? Or should I just take the tact that it's just a couple of gigabytes in all and it's really not worth it, especially since I just added 256, you know, I just doubled the size, and I'll clean all of that up when I go to Windows 8. That's probably what I'll do. But if there's an easy way to just get rid of the extra partitions, that would be awesome. Anyways, that is the question in a nutshell. So to recap, 250 gig spinning storage to SSD. What do I need to do such that it still boots? Obviously, I'm not going to touch the 100, 200 meg boot partition for Windows 8. And then also, what other things do I need to do to make sure it recognizes the free amount of space, the new larger amount of free space? And does the 512 byte to 4K thing make a difference at all? Or am I completely crazy? All right. Thank you so much.